Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Our top scientists have come up with a, what do you call them?
The Slacker Show research team?
Yeah.
They're in the other room and they can hear you.
I know. You just never taught. I haven't been trained on the protocol of what to call them.
Well, they know not to look you in the eyes. We've trained
They're
them.
They're called the scientists? No, the
Slacker Show research
Slacker
team.
Slacker Show mm-hmm. research team. But wouldn't scientists make more sense? Slacker Show scientists, like SSS?
They can hear it, but they are not qualified. I cannot, in good faith, call them a scientist.
So they have come up with this story that says we can silence our sneeze.
I thought that was bad.
Aaron?
Like you can burst a...
Aaron, thank you.
Yeah?
What is... Okay.
I do it all the time.
You silence your sneeze.
Uh-huh. You have the weirdest sneezes I've ever heard in my life.
Because you know what?
They sound like coughs, this and is they the just thing. Go
that's,
for 20 minutes.
Oh my
minutes.
God, that's exactly what it is. Because you two are so much closer than I am with either of you, Jamal. Mm-hmm. But like, I've been in the room.
It's T-Hack and Aaron are the names.
Oh, that's right, T-Hack and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
I'll get it. Do you get maybe name tags? So T-Hack, when he's not in this room, has his own weird little producer tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is like an aquarium. I've thought about filling it up with water and just watching you float around
it
in there.
It is, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's all windows. Like yeah. You can see in here and you can see into another studio mm-hmm. and people can see into your room through the door.
Yeah,
it's just
which is weird. I don't have a fear of heights, thankfully, so I never think about it, but it's just all...
It's glass all the way around.
All open, yeah. That would be a big problem if...
Yeah. So you're in that room mm-hmm. and sometimes the three of us are in that room and it's pretty tight.
It's a tight room. It's pretty tight. Yeah.
And then T-Hack will have this little coughing fit.
It's literally like, I'll try to do it.
And I'm like, okay, he's coughing and he's just being weird about it. And then Aaron goes, bless you. And I'm like, idiot. And then he's like, thank you. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Don't, you have a dumb sneeze, dude.
Well, I can't change it. Can you?
According to the Slacker Show research team, you can.
Those guys.
That's what the story
they can hear
is.
You.
You can change it. Because they're basically calling out me. And other,
it's dads.
It's men. It's dads.
Yeah.
But I've had this sneeze since I was a kid.
Really?
Way before. Oh my God. I have always sneezed. I will try to fake. Have you heard me sneeze?
Yeah. I have a recording.
You do?
Of you sneezing.
How?
You sent it to me. You were at your house and you filmed yourself sneezing.
Okay.
Why in God's name would I
because
send
Because you
that?
Said
and you, think
you have
we're
a very
the close ones. What's going on?
We had talked about your sneeze previously.
And so I just happened to catch a fit and I sent it to just you?
Yep.
Was I hammered?
No.
So I just sent you
probably.
This feels like a OnlyFans transaction. Like you ordered a sneeze from me and I accommodated.
So is it his ringtone or anything when he calls you?
Okay, I'm gonna try to do it. Ready? Because it's like, and I do a ha, and then chew. So it's like, chew, like it's that loud.
Yeah, it is. That does.
It's that
I've
loud.
Heard it.
Well, according to the scientists on the Slacker and Show.
The Slacker and Show.
the slacker show. Wait, research
I like that. Yeah. Slacker and show.
They say you can, in fact, if you want to stifle that urge to dad sneeze, there are a few techniques. Ooh. For one, almost none of us does it take us completely by surprise. I mean, sometimes you get that one where you walk out in like May flower weather, and you're just in it. But if you're doing the,
they say
exhale.
Okay.
Exhale first. Because then you're like, and try to blow your air out. Because then you don't have as much in your lungs. So then you can't like.
It's a smaller.
Then you're like, because you're just like, you're like half a balloon.
Yeah.
Don't you kind of want like a ferocious
sneeze? That's my point. That's why I was on Team Aaron from the beginning. What is a sneeze for?
I thought it was always bad.
Yeah, well, you people, and it's nobody in this room, thankfully. TX just got a weak sauce one, but you don't ever grab the nose, right?
No.
No, but if we're like on the air and I have to sneeze, I turn away and I feel my eyes pop a little bit. I hold it in.
No.
You can just feel,
that's not a real thing.
You can feel kind of.
That's not a
real I got to put them back in before I come back on the air.
You think it's like a cartoon thing?
A little bit, yeah.
Like they go, woo-ha.
There is one guy who like his eyeball flew out or like popped out of socket. It didn't fly out.
Do you realize that you're the one who was like, you Someone believe like, anything that's on TikTok?
It wasn't on TikTok. It was just on Google. There were some news stories about him.
No, I don't think it's real.
Someone like burst a blood vessel.
Because people are trying to say
that's
that,
definitely, yeah.
Like a sneeze is like 300 miles an hour, and if you don't close your eyes will fly out.
That
is an urban myth. That is not true.
No, Mythbusters tested that. You can like, it's
Was they speculum their eyes open?
Yeah.
No, they did not. Yeah, those guys just have an unlimited budget. Just
know,
get after it.
I know, we got to get our research, dude. I know. A link up, a collab. Yeah.
It's just natural reaction to close your eyes.
Yes.
But you can sneeze with them open.
Oh, you can? Okay.
Well, here's the point I'm trying to make that Aaron made at the very beginning, so we could have stopped talking then.
Okay.
In fact, you can stop listening a while ago. Stop listening now, and if you want to catch what we did at the end, download the Audacy app, and you can figure out if it was worth your time or not.
Okay.
Audacy. On the App Store, or what do you call it, Google Play or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The point is to get the toxins out of your body. So if you do the, like I have friends who go,
sneeze.
Yeah.
No, what are you accomplishing? Yeah.
You're not accomplishing anything.
You're not better off.
It's like your stupid kids who don't realize that like they're supposed to let it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a struggle we have all the like, blow out and they suck in. No, blow out. And they're like,
You're just like, I got boogers in my nose. And you suck them, and you're like, ooh, there they go. And they slide down the back.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.